हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् श्रीहरिम् परमानन्दम् उपदेष्टारमीश्वरम् व्यापकं सर्वलोकानां कारणं तं नमाम्यहम् अपरोक्षानुभूतिर्वै प्रोच्यते मोक्षसिद्धये सद्भिरेव प्रयत्नेन वीक्षणीया मुहुर्मुहुः स्ववर्णाश्रमधर्मेण तपसा हरितोषणात् साधनं प्रभवेत् पुंसाम् वैराग्यादिचतुष्टयम् ब्रह्मादिस्थावरान्तेषु वैराग्यं विषयेष्वनु यथैव काकविष्ठायाम् वैराग्यं तद्धि निर्मलम् नित्यमात्मस्वरूपं हि दृश्यं तद्विपरीतगम् एवं यो निश्चयः सम्यक् विवेको वस्तुनः स वै सदैव वासनात्यागः शमोऽयमिति शब्दितः
शमोऽयम्
इति
शब्दितः
निग्रहो बाह्यवृत्तीनाम् दम इत्यभिधीयते विषयेभ्यः परावृत्तिः परमो परतिर्हि
सा
सहनं सर्वदुःखानां तितिक्षा सा शुभामता निगमाचार्यवाक्येषु भक्तिश्रद्धेति विश्रुता चित्तैकाग्र्यं तु सत्सल्लक्ष्ये समाधानमिति स्मृतम् संसारबन्धविनिर्मुक्तिः
संसारबन्धविनिर्मुक्तिः
कथं स्यान्मे दयानिधे इतिया सुदृढा बुद्धिः वक्तव्यासा मुमुक्षुता उक्तसाधनयुक्तेन विचारः पुरुषेण हि कर्तव्यो ज्ञानसिद्ध्यर्थम् आत्मनः शुभमिच्छता नोत्पद्यते विना ज्ञानम् विचारेणान्यसाधनैः यथा पदार्थभानम् हि प्रकाशेन विना क्वचित्। So next class onwards, I will not read till these 11th verses. Okay, we'll straight away go to the. I'm stopping with this today. Next time we'll read only from the 11th verse. कोहं कथमिदं जातम् को वै कर्तास्य विद्यते उपादानं किमस्तीह विचारस्सोऽयमीदृशः ईदृशः नाहं भूतगणो देहः नाहं चाक्षगणस्तथा एतद्विलक्षणः कश्चिद् विचारस्सोऽयमीदृशः अज्ञानप्रभवं सर्वम् ज्ञानेन प्रविलीयते संकल्पो विविधः कर्ता विचारस्सोऽयमीदृशः डिस्कसिंग द वैल्यूज द क्वालिफिकेशंस शंकरा इंट्रोड्यूस्ड the vicharaha, which means enquiry or analysis. And self-enquiry, only by self-enquiry or analysis, the knowledge will take place. No other sadhanam, no other means will help practice of anything else other than the vichara may contribute for the preparedness, but for knowledge it is only the vicharaha, the means. And for that enquiry, again, enquiry of what? The self-enquiry, it is the self-enquiry. It is the self-enquiry alone will result in self-knowledge. Enquiry into the subject, any subject matter, will bless one with the knowledge of the subject matter. So enquiry into the nature of the self will bless one with self-knowledge. So, but that self-enquiry is in fact enquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram. There is no self-enquiry does not mean one should independently enquire into the nature of the self. Self-enquiry means enquiry into the nature of the self as unfolded in the self and in the Shastram. So enquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram is in fact enquiry into the nature of the self. And that enquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram also must be done with the help of the teacher. And even that self-enquiry, which is enquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram, with the help of the teacher, involves not just the self, not just only enquiry into the nature of the self, does not mean that it's enquiry into the nature of the individual alone. It involves four factors. This enquiry into the nature of the individual, jiva swarupa vicharaha. And the second, it also involves Ishvara swarupa vicharaha. And the thirdly, nimitta karana vicharaha. Or I can say, nimitta karana vicharaha. Then, upadana karana vicharaha. Or upadana karana vicharaha, and nimitta karana vicharaha. So, enquiry into the nature of the self, which alone bless one with self-knowledge, involves enquiry into all these four factors. Otherwise, enquiry is not complete. Therefore, knowledge also won't be complete. Knowledge also won't be, we can't say that there won't be knowledge. And he briefly presented those. What is enquiry, self-enquiry? What is individual Vyashti Vicharaha? What is Samashti Vicharaha, Ishwara Vicharaha? What it means by saying Nimitta Karana Vicharaha, Upadana Karana Vicharaha? He briefly presents, and thereafter he is going to elaborate on the same four Vicharas, the whole text. So we are seeing today the 13th verse presents jivatma vicharaha or jiva swarupa vicharaha or vyashti vicharaha. Briefly, thereafter we saw the 14th verse presents the Ishvara vicharaha or jagad vicharaha. And we are entering into the 15th verse today. Yetayor yadupadanam.
Yetayor yadupadanam.
Yekam sukshmam sadau yayam.
Yekam sukshmam sadau yayam.
Yathaiva.
Yathaiva.
Mridghatadinam.
Mridghatadinam.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Yetayor yadupadanam.
Yetayor yadupadanam.
Yekam sukshmam.
Yekam sukshmam.
Sadavyayam.
Sadavyayam.
Yathaiva.
Yathaiva.
Mridghatadinam.
Mridghatadinam.
Vicharasoyamidrishah.
Vicharasoyamidrishah.
Yetayoho. Yad upadanam. Yetayoho yad upadanam. Upadanam here is the material cause. Upadanam means that by which or out of which something is made. There is a word called prakritihi. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi, which is called upadanam. That by which something is made, that out of which something is made, created, produced, is called upadanam. So here, upadanam of this universe, upadanam of this prapanchaha, that out of which the universe has come into existence, upadanam. Here the textbook presents it differently. You have to note carefully. That out of which the whole universe has come into existence is upadanam of the universe. And this was presence. It is Brahman. Brahman is the upadanam of the whole cosmos. Yad upadanam? Brahman. Brahman is upadanam for what? Brahman is the upadanam of the jagat. Everything that is here. And Brahman is the upadanam of not only the jagat. Brahman is upadanam of even upadanam is a, that which lends existence is the upadanam. That which lends existence, that which lends life is the upadanam. Therefore, Brahman is here, said we what know, the upadana karanam, upadana of the whole jagat. I'm not using the word karanam here. Brahman is the upadanam for this whole cosmos. Because it is Brahman which lends existence to the whole cosmos. Not only Brahman is the upadanam for the cosmos, Brahman is the upadanam even for the very upadanam of even the Maya. When I say upadanam, it is that which lends existence. That from which, isn't it, something is made. Over here we say, Brahman is upadanam of the jagat. Brahman is upadanam of even avidya. It is Maya. Etayoho yadu upadanam. And what is that upadanam? What is that Brahman? Yes, ekam. Ekam. And here, sukshmam, avyayam, ekam, sukshmam, avyayam. And these two, three words define Brahman, the upadanam of the universe. And like what? Like how Brahman is upadanam of the whole universe, and also Maya. Mrit ghata dinam yatha. Yatha mrit ghata adinam. Ghata adihi means ghata is one earthenware, one clay product. There are so many clay products, earthenwares, which are, for which it is clay which lends existence. For all the earthenwares, for all the clay products, not only ghataha, there are so many lids, other containers and vessels, etc. For all of them, clay lends existence. And they are all made of clay. Therefore we hear what now, just as clay lends existence to the all the earthenware, all the clay products, like pot, etc. So also, it is Brahman which alone lends existence to the whole cosmos. So Brahman is the upadanam of the whole jagat. Upadana karanam of jagat. But Brahman is the upadanam even for the Maya. Not only the jagat, Brahman is upadanam for the very Maya. And what is that Brahman? Ekam. Ekam sukshmam avyayam. That Brahman is what? Sat. And here Shankara carefully uses the term Sat. Brahman is what? Sat. What is Sat? Existence. It is the existence which is Brahman and which alone is the upadanam for the universe and even for the Maya. Even for the even sankalpa. The sankalpa which alone is there, isn't it? Which because of which there's a karta and which becomes the efficient cause. And our karta, but the sankalpa also Brahman is the upadanam. But the Maya also is Brahman is the upadanam. And here you have to note carefully, we are not saying here Brahman is upadana karanam of Maya. We are only saying Brahman is the upadanam of Maya. What is the difference between saying upadanam of Maya and upadana karanam of Maya? It is not right to say Brahman is the upadanam karanam of Maya. It is right to say Brahman is the upadanam of Maya. Why? Because Brahman does not create Maya. Maya is also anadi. Maya is also equally what now? Beginningless. Anadi. Maya is also endless. Brahman is beginningless, endless. Maya also is beginningless and endless. But still we say, what now? Brahman is upadanam. Upadanam. Not upadana karanam. For Brahman to be known as upadana karanam, we should say what now? Brahman must have produced, created this. So Brahman did not create the Maya. Maya being parallelly eternal, Maya being not a product. Maya means, I mean talking about this. And here we say, therefore Brahman is the upadanam. Therefore the connection between Brahman and Maya are not the karana karya sambandha. Between Brahman and Maya, there is no karana karya sambandha. There is only satyam mithya sambandha, you can say. But there is no karana karya sambandha is not there. It's like there is no sambandha between light and the opaque object. Similarly, there is no sambandha between Brahman and Maya. What sambandha? Karana karya sambandha is not there. Even though we use the example of ghataha, mrid, yatha, mrid, ghatadinam, that means just as clay lends existence to the pot, similarly, Brahman lends existence to the whole jagat and Brahman lends existence to the very Maya. Therefore, we say what now we are understand differently. But Brahman lends existence to the Maya, lends life to the Maya. Therefore, we say what Maya is dependent on Brahman for its existence. Whereas Brahman is not dependent on Maya for its existence. Therefore, we can say Maya is as good, Maya will be as good as non-existent. It is not blessed by this Brahman. Therefore, we say Brahman is the upadanam of the Maya. It lends existence to Maya, but not the karanam. I got it? And that Brahman is, we say what now? The substance of Maya. Now we say, when you say the clay, see the clay pot, Clayi, the pot is the substantive and the substance of the pot is clay. Similarly, the substance of the whole jagat, which lends existence to the jagat, and substance which lends existence to substance behind the maya, which is existence to the maya, is called what? Upadanam. Substance is the upadanam. So what is that substance which is upadanam of even maya? And thereby upadana karanam of this universe also. Brahman being the upadanam of the maya is what now? Is the upadana karanam of the jagat. The substance. What is that substance here? The substance which lends existence and life to the substantive cosmos. The substance which lends existence to the substantive sankalpaha. The substance which lends existence to even avidya, substantive called maya, is Brahman. That Brahman, that substance is Sat, existence. And what is that existence? Existence is one, ekam. Existence is one. Ekam, not many. And he says, sukshmam. Sukshmam means what? Subtlest. That substance, Brahman, the existence, is the subtlest. Subtlest. Because anything which is looked upon as the cause, always cause is subtler than the effect. And if you go further and further, deeper causal level, it becomes much subtler. How? When you see the tree, tree is a gross thing which is perceptible. And when you compare the tree to the sapling or the seedling, sapling and the seedling, that the plant, the young plant, is subtler. The seedling or the sapling is much subtler, much smaller than the very plant. The sprout is much smaller than the seedling. And the seed is much subtler than that. As you go to the cause, always cause is subtler and subtler and subtler. Here I am giving them, even seed also is a gross. I just wanted to understand how what is manifest is always gross. If you go to the cause level of the cause, and cause is always much smaller and tinier, much subtler. So here also, the whole prapanchasya upadanam, mayayaha api prapanchasya upadana karanam, mayayaha upadanam, now even sankalpasya api upadanam, that which lends existence, isn't it? At the same time, that which is not dependent on maya or sankalpa or this jagat for its existence, is what now? This subtlest substance called existence, implied by the term Brahman. Sukshmam. Sat. Sukshmam, and that source of existence is one. And that existence, the subtlest substance, which is only one existence. Why we say it is one? Because it is what now? Avyayam. Avyayam. Avyayam is not subject to any change. No, not subject to any modification or change. Existence remains the same. No beginning, no end, it has no change, and it exists independently. And what does this existence do? Existence lends existence, not by any effort or not with the help of any instruments, but by its mere presence. Without being dependent on operation of anything, any functions or any actions, but its mere presence lends existence to every object in this universe. By its mere presence. When you say Maya is, there is original subtlest matter is, when you say the isness of Maya is existence. Brahman, the existence, is in the form of the existence of everything. Maya is, original matter is, when you say that isness of Maya is existence, which is Brahman. Now what to talk of anything which is product of Maya? Now we are talking about Brahman as the upadana karanam. Brahman as the very upadanam of Maya. How Brahman is there, isn't it? How Brahman becomes upadanam? Because by its mere presence, that substance lends existence without any change, without any action, without any operation of instruments. And as what? As the very existence of everything is the existence of Brahman alone. Like any light, reflection of any light by any opaque object is in fact what? Light. Light alone is there as the reflected light with every opaque object. The opaque objects which shine in the light are many, but light is one indivisible, partless whole. Similarly, here this existence is one, ekam, and is ekam sat. Ekam sat is only existence, this one existence alone, but now lends existence to the whole jagat, even to Maya. How? By its mere presence. Therefore, you are all the time experiencing Brahman as the existence of everything. Because isness of any object, isness of everything here is actually existence, Brahman alone. Brahman alone is manifest as the existence of everything here. Jagat asti, when you say astitvam of jagat, isness of jagat is existence, Brahman. Maya is, when you say isness of Maya is existence. Physical body is any object is, form is, color is, light is, sense organs are, or objects are, mind is, thought is, sankalpaha is, ignorance is, mind is, intellect is, intelligence, anything you say is, anything which is, everything enjoys, anything which is for you is existent, and anything which is existent enjoys existence, and that existence enjoyed by everything in this world, everyone in this world is Brahman. Existence enjoyed by every object here is Brahman. That existence is Ekam, one, indivisible, partless. Therefore, and that existence what now? Sukshmam, sukshmatamam. It is never objectifiable. It is never available for objectification. Brahman, that existence, is available for objectification, available for experience as the manifest existence, as the easiness of every object, everything. But as Brahman, as pure existence, is never available for objectification. What is manifest existence and what is pure existence? Both adjectives are unnecessary. Sat is just the existence. But we are using the adjective pure existence and another existence as adjective as manifest existence. Is there a pure existence and is there a manifest existence? That is just the existence, Sat. That existence, if it is manifest, available for experience. If it is not manifest, it is not available for experience. Vyakta, vyakta, sat, isn't it? Vyakta, vyaktam, it is available for experience. It is not manifest means, so this existence being unmanifest does not mean existence becomes non-existent. If so, every object, every inert material object becomes manifesting medium for existence. Like how every opaque object becomes reflecting medium for the light. Every opaque object becomes a reflecting medium for the light. Every object of knowledge or perception, however subtle it is, it becomes a manifesting medium for existence. If the manifesting medium is not there, what is there is existence, pure existence. If the manifesting medium is, then there is existence is experienced along with the manifesting medium as the existence of every object. Maya is, when you say Maya enjoys existence. Jagat is, when you say Jagat enjoys existence. And five different types of objects are, when you say all the objects enjoy existence. And that existence enjoyed by the world and the objects. Existence endowed with this all the objects. That existence is indicated by what? The is the isness of every object, is the manifest existence. Manifest existence. Therefore, we say what now? Sadhu. This existence doesn't disappear, doesn't change. It is always there unchangingly, unchangeably, independently. This Sat existence is always there. This existence is the substance of the substantive universe. This existence is the substance of the substantive Maya. Therefore, this Brahman sub-existence is what now? In fact, upadanam. Therefore, etayoho yadupadanam. When you say etayoho means what? For everything, Brahman is the substance. Without the substance called Brahman, the existence, there is no Maya. There cannot be avidya, there cannot be maya matter, there cannot be maya karyam jagat, there cannot be any substantive will be meaningless minus the substance called Brahman, the existence. Okay? This is what now? Enquiry into the nature of the upadanam of the jagat, is it? Which is Brahman. It can now is upadana vicharaha. You remember when you say, you can say Brahman is the upadana karanam of the jagat. How can you say? Because Brahman is the very upadanam of Maya. The jagat is the product of Maya. Jagat is the upadana karanam of the Maya. Say, the jagat is the karyam. Maya is the upadana karanam of the jagat. And mayayaha upadanam is Brahman. And Maya does not have independent existence. And between Brahman and Maya, there is no karanakarya sambandha. Because a parallel, isn't it? Parallelly eternal thing, matter, only connection is, only association is, Maya is dependent on Brahman for its existence. As Brahman is independent of Maya. Therefore, Maya cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore, Maya is seen as Brahma Shaktihi, the power inbuilt, isn't it? In Brahman. Not seen as a second parallel reality. Even though Brahman is as pure existence, Maya is the inertness, inert is of the nature of inertness, is also beginningless, endless. And this Maya has no independent existence, therefore Maya is not countable as a second thing, not countable as a parallel reality, where we say Maya is of Brahman only. Therefore Brahman becomes what now? Upadana karanam of the jagat. We say Maya is the upadana karanam of jagat, and now we say, where is Maya without Brahman? So upadana karanam of jagat is Brahman. How Brahman becomes upadana karanam of the jagat? Because Brahman is the very substance of the substantive Maya, because easiness of Maya is existence Brahman. Easiness of Maya is existence, which is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is the substance. That is Sat. Ekam, Avyayam, Sukshmam, Sat. Okay. Now you understood what? Upadana karanam of Jagat. Upadanam of very Maya, the substance which lends meaning to the substantive Maya. This analysis is called what now? Vicharaha ayam saha ayam idrishaha. What now? Jagad swarupa vicharaha. Okay, say Jagad upadana karana vicharaha. Upadana karana vicharaha. Upadana vicharaha. Okay. Ahame kopi sukshmascha.
Ahame
kopi sukshmascha. Jnata sakshi sadavyayaha. Tadaham natra sandehaha.
Tadaham natra sandehaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
So, having briefly presented the upadana karana vicharaha, nimitta karana vicharaha, Jagad vicharaha, Aishwara vicharaha, and Vyashti vicharaha. Now, the Shankara slowly is going to present these vicharas elaborately. What has been discussed earlier briefly is going to be discussed elaborately. So, any doubts we still have in those earlier discussions should be removed, should get removed in due course of time by the time we finish these elaborate discussions. Okay? Now, again, what now? Vyashti vicharaha begins. Or you can say, what is this nature of the Atma? Is it what is the Atma? What is the self, individual self? What is truth of the individual? Ahame kopi sukshmascha.
Ahame
kopi sukshmascha. Jnata. Sakshi. Sadavyayaha. Tadaham natra sandehaha.
Tadaham natra sandehaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
He says, now that Brahman, the existence which you have understood earlier, which is a substance of the Maya, substance of the Sankalpa, substance of Upadanam of the whole Prapancha also, that existence, you know, is experienced always as the easiness of the Jagat. What is that existence? Isn't it? That existence is actually, he says, is none other than, you know, Sakshi Chaitanyam, which is always available as what Pratyagat as aham, aham, aham. Yes, here. Aham ye kaha api. Aham ye kaha. This aham is also what now? Aham, actually, the self of every individual. The truth of this aham also is he what now? Aham here is Atma, therefore here again he used the word Yekaha. There he used the word Brahman, so Yekam. Same words, he'll be using the same words here. The features used to describe Brahman, the same features used again to describe the Atma. Because we have to know that Brahman, the existence, is what now? Actually, nothing but Chaitanyam, the consciousness. So he says, Aham Yekaha. This consciousness here, he is going to use here. The Chaitanyam, the without using the word Chaitanyam, he uses the word Atma. That's why Yekaha. He means Atma. This Aham, Atma. Okay, the self which is Atma, the substance of the substantive I, is also what now? Atma. Okay? We are using the word consciousness here. Okay? Atma is consciousness anyway. So here substance or substantive I is what? Atma. And that Atma is Yekaha. That means what? What is it? Atma. Atma is consciousness. What is implied with the Atma is consciousness. Now that consciousness is, we have to say, Yekaha. That means when you say Yekaha, the very word Yekaha, one, means it is not many. If it is not many, it cannot be even a composite of entity of anything. Therefore that one itself negates what? It is different from. What is consciousness? The basic lesson you have to remember. Consciousness is different from the body, mind, sense complex. That it is not part of the body. It is not the product of the body. It is not even the property of the body, mind, sense complex. It is not the product, property, or then it is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. All features of Atma, remembering. Atma, the all-pervasive reality, which is the substance of the substantive I, is consciousness. And that consciousness is distinct, different from the body, mind, sense complex. It is not the part, product or property of the body, mind, sense complex. And that consciousness, it pervades the entire body, and enlivens the body, lends consciousness and sentiency to the body. What the Brahman do there? Existence Brahman is one, and the existence Brahman lends existence to every object by pervading the object. Lends existence to every object by its mere presence. Also, consciousness also lends consciousness and sentiency to the body, and pervading the body. Even though it pervades the entire body, thereby lends existence and sentiency to this inert material body, mind, and complex, it is not limited by the boundaries of the body, mind, and complex. It means this consciousness pervades, goes beyond the body mind complex. It pervades all the bodies. All the bodies means what? Not only human shariram, mriga shariram, vriksha, prani shariram, any of all the bodies of different species of different beings, all of them are pervaded by this consciousness. Okay, therefore we say, this is Yekam, it is one. Therefore, it's also indivisible, partless whole. And this pervades the body, means complex, it enlivens and energizes and lends consciousness and sentiency, but it is not limited by the boundaries of any of this body mind complex. And then this also sukshmaha means, isn't it, how subtle it is. Body is grass, sukshma shariram is subtler than the grass. Sukshma pervades the grass, subtle pervades the grass. It was sense powers, and mind is subtler than the sense powers. Buddhi is much subtler than the mind also. Ahankara becomes subtler. If we go, what is the subtlest? We say, the substance of the substantive. I is consciousness, and that consciousness is actually what? Sukshmatamam, subtlest reality. Sukshmascha. It also what now? Sakshi. We can say jnata. That, in fact, this the sat, the existence of the universe, Brahman, which is there always experienced as the manifest existence. See, existence is experienced as manifest existence, as the existence of every object. When the object is not there, manifesting medium is not there, then it is pure existence. That pure existence is none other than pure consciousness. But it's available, isn't it, as the very knower subject. It is never existent. The pure existence is not experienceable. Because the pure existence is none other than pure consciousness. And pure consciousness is not an object of knowledge, but it is, why it is not experienced, why it cannot be experienced or known? Because it is always the knower. Jnata. Okay? Knower. When you say knower, the doubt might come. Who is the knower here? Mind also is said to be the knower. Atma also is the knower. What is the difference between the mind being the knower and Atma being the knower? Who is the knower here? Doubt comes. Is it? The process of knowing, who is involved in the process of knowing? Isn't it? It's an activity. It's a function. Which the mind is. The mind is said to be what? The knower. Mind alone knows. Because at the process of knowing makes him a knower, isn't it? But mind, to act as a knower, to function as a knower, to be involved in the process of knowing, mind is dependent on the functioning of sense organs. Mind is dependent on the function of sense organs to have the status of being the knower. Your mind is the knower, but here Atma is the knower, but without being dependent on any other operation of any instruments of knowledge. Atma, the consciousness, is the knower means Atma is not the knower, but the knower is Atma. Why? Because and not by any action, not by operating any sense or organs of knowledge, Atma becomes the knower. Without being dependent on any of the instruments of knowledge, here the Atma is the knower by its mere presence. Like this way it's said, another word is used here, Sakshi. just being the witness. The witness is never involved in any of the witnessed activities. Okay? Therefore, Sakshi. Because Jnata might make me mistake the mind here. Therefore, this Atma is the knower, mind also is the knower, means mind as a knower is dependent on instruments, isn't it? Operation of sense organs. In dream state and deep sleep state, why there is no knowledge? Is always Atma is never, then there is a time when the mind stops the function of knowing. The mind is non-functional, there is no knowledge. There is no knowing. Deep sleep state, mind is non-functional, then there is no knowing. The mind has to be functional in order to have the status, what now, of being the knower. In deep sleep state, there is no knowledge, mind is not the knower. Mind is not the knower. And mind is not the knower in dream state also. There is mind, there is knowledge of only of what now. Mind is not the knower even in dream state. Mind is knower only in waking state. Why? Only in waking state all the sense organs are functional. They function. All sense organs function. Therefore, there is perception takes place, isn't it? Therefore, the knowing is possible. Knowledge takes place. Therefore, mind has the status of being the knower only in waking state. That means there's a time when the mind does not function as the knower. There's a time when the mind loses the status of being the knower. It's a function. Everyone's also mind is dependent on other instruments of knowledge for, isn't it, for knowing. All your eyes and ears, etc. Whereas Atma is ever knower. There's never the time when Atma is not there as the knower. Always the non-blinking knower. Is always there as the knower. Waking state, mind functions, sense organs function, there is knower, jnata. Knower of the mind being functional. And in dream state, mind is semi-functional. And there again, there's a knower of the mind being semi-functional. It's also what now? That jnata is who? That knower is not the mind, that is Atma, the consciousness. The knower and the mind is totally non-functional in deep sleep state. There's no knowing takes place even then. Atma is there as the very knower. And to be aware of the mind's states, to know the states of mind, what instrument does Atma use? What instrument does Atma use? And what function, what action does Atma do? There's no action, there's no operation of instrument. Therefore, on the part of the Atma is what the knower, jnata, always the one who Atma, the consciousness alone, is always available for recognition as the knower. The knower is what now? Consciousness. There is no knower other than consciousness. That is why if no knower other than consciousness means that knower is like the witness. That is why to avoid the unmistaking the mind, here is the meaning of the word jnata. Shankara carefully immediately uses the word sakshi. Witness. Sakshi. That means one who does not, just as light has nothing to do with the opaque objects. By its mere presence, everything is lit up here. But still, light is not touched or tainted or unaffected by the illumined objects. Similarly, all the minds are always illumined by consciousness. Jyotihi, isn't it? And that consciousness, jnata, is like the witness, is not involved in anything. Sakshi. And that is what, no? Sat avyayaha, that consciousness alone is what? Unchanging, changeless, this everlasting existence, Sat Brahman. Sat is Chit. Chit is Sat. When you are experiencing the Jagat, you are experiencing Atma, the Brahman, as what? Existence, isness of anything is Brahman, manifest existence. If I remove this mic from here, you will say, there is light, avyakta prakashaha. It is like, mic is here, vyakta prakashaha. The universe is in waking state, manifest existence. The manifesting medium resolves, there is what? Pure existence. In deep sleep state, mind is resolved, sense organs are resolved, whole prapancha is resolved. The manifesting medium is resolved. Therefore, manifestation is not there. Because manifesting medium is not there. If reflecting medium is there, there will be reflection. The manifesting medium is there, there will be manifestation. Manifesting medium is not there, there is no manifestation, but still there is pure existence. That pure existence, avyakta sati, is nothing but chit, the consciousness, which is ever available, experienced as the manifest existence, and is ever available as the experiencer. Ever experience, ever available experiencer is consciousness. Ever available existence is, isn't it, manifest existence, Brahman. And that existence is, in fact, this knower, the consciousness. If there is no knower, there cannot be knowledge. If there is no knowledge, I gave this example sometime back. Object, opaque object shines, means opaque object. When you say opaque object is, opaque object shines. Opaque object shines means opaque object reflects light. Opaque object is illumined. Illumined means there is illumination. Illumination is there means there is illuminator. illuminator is there means there is light. Similarly, Jagat Bhati, when you say whole world shines, when you say Jagat Asti, is, universe is. Universe is means, universe is known. Known means there is knowledge. Knowledge is there means there is knower. Knower is there means there is pure knowledge, the consciousness, which is Atma, the Self. That consciousness which is existence, Brahman, the Brahman, the existence alone, which lends existence to the whole universe and Maya, and which lends consciousness and sentiency to all the living forms, that Brahman alone I am. See, Tad Brahma Aham. Tad Aham Na Atra Sandehaha. There is no doubt or whatsoever. There is no doubt or whatsoever. Na Atra Sandehaha. At least in the class when we are listening, Na Atra Sandehaha. Iti Vicharaha Saha Ayam Idrishaha. Okay? This is what now is Aikyam. Aikya Vicharaha. Isn't it? Aikya Vicharaha means what now? Enquiry into the truth of the individual being consciousness, the truth of the universe being existence, the substance of the universe, the existence is nothing but pure consciousness, which is all ever available as the knower, aham, shabda artaha. The substance of substantive aham, the knower is what now? I am, I the self am the knower. The knower is consciousness. Consciousness is existence. Consciousness is, existence is Brahman. Therefore, I am Brahman. Aham Brahma. This is a fact which you have, the Shastram communicates, which we understand. Repeatedly we have to listen in order not to forget what we have understood. And how long should we repeatedly listen until it never becomes forgotten? It never becomes forgettable. Okay. Now he goes on. This I told you already. What is this Atma again? Atma Vinishkalo Hekaha.
Atma
Vinishkalo Hekaha. Deho Bahubhiravrutaha.
Deho
Bahubhiravrutaha. Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti.
Tayoraikyam
Prapashyanti. Kimajnanamatav param.
Kimajnanamatav
param. Atma Vinishkalaha. Atma hi ekaha. Now he has to see the difference. What is Atma? What is Dehaha? Dehaha Bahubihi Avritaha. Tayoho Aikyam Prapashyanti. Kim Ajnanam Atavparam. Shankara says, Kim Ajnanam Atavparam. Can there be any other ignorance greater than this ignorance? Kim Ajnanam Atavparam. Is there Can there be any ignorance greater than this ignorance? What ignorance? The ignorance which makes the impossible possible. How the ignorance makes the impossible possible? Because, see, light is completely different thing. Opaque object is completely different thing. There is no sambandha. Our Swamiji gives an example. How can you mistake poison in this big pumpkin for a snake gourd? Completely different, isn't it? It is possible for you to mistake rope for a snake. Some similarity is there. Something completely opposite to each other, isn't it? Diagonally opposite two things. How can they be mistaken? It is possible, isn't it? So, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Maya always makes the impossible possible. You can make you, you can make mistake. You can mistake the Puja Swamiji is Laurel and Hardy. Okay. How can you mistake one for the other? Diagonally opposite. No, what I'm saying? It is possible, isn't it? So he says, Kim ajnanam ataparam. Why do you say this here? It is like mistaking the light and the opaque are completely two different things. But still we mistake to one for the opaque for the light. Is it possible to mistake the opaque for the light? When you listen to the example, you say, no, it is not at all possible. How can you mistake the opaque for the light? But with reference here, we are doing that. How we are doing here? Aikyam prapashyanti. Isn't aikyam prapashyanti means they see, they mix and see. Aikya means what? Aikya doesn't mean oneness here. Aikya means seeing the light and the opaque, no, mixed up as one. Seeing it as one. Seeing the light and the opaque as one. You're not a vision of non-duality here. No. You do not have discriminative knowledge. There is aviveka, because it's mixed up, isn't it? How can you see is one as one? You have to later on say it has no independent existence, therefore it can be counted as a second thing. It is mithya, then you can say, resolve it. But now that viveka is not there. Now you mistake this for that, isn't it? We see the two diagonally opposite things as one. Therefore, tayoho aikyam pashyanti, prapashyanti. Kim ajnanam ataparam. What ignorance can that be worse than this? Isn't it? He says, why? What is the aikyam? What do they see the aikyam? What do they mix up and see? What are those diagonally opposite things which are mixed up and taken, mistaken for one? Isn't it? So he says, Atma nishkalaha ekaha. Atma, the self, the substance or the substantive, I, is what? Consciousness, pure consciousness, which is pure existence. The Sat Chit Atma is what now? Yekaha is one. One means what now? Indivisible, partless, whole. So he says Vinishkalaha. Kala means part, digit, no, division. Kala means digit, part division avayavaha. Isn't kala? And then na kalaha yasya, isn't it? Nishkalaha, vinishkalaha means partless, indivisible, one whole. Vinishkalaha. Sakalaha means what? Many parts. Sakalaha, isn't it? Nishkalaha. Whereas physical body is what now? Many parts. Divisible. Well, he says, this Atma is Vinishkalaha Yekaha. Whereas Dehaha, but no, Bahubihi Avritaha. It has many, what now? Parts. Bahubihi, but it is subharmed by many parts. Body, it's Dehaha. Physical body is what a constitution of, composition of many parts. Bahubihi avritaha. Body is a composition of many parts. Avritaha. Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. People do see. This starts from the beginning again. Now elaboration begins. Okay? We completed the brief presentation of the subject matter. Now we are going to see the elaboration of subject matter. So we can just be present in the class and slowly Shankaracharya Bhagavatpada will take care of how to get this subject matter to our heads. He will take care. We had all that we have to do is have to come and sit here and then, yeah. Shankara Bhagavatpada will take care of making this enter here. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.